What did the stamp say about the envelope?
I don't know what.
Stick with me and we'll go places together.
Oh.
It's time for the children's hour. Kids Public Radio.
Guy Davis from a Putumayo collection called American Playground. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm always so happy to be with all of you out in listener land and everyone here on Zoom. Hello, everyone on Zoom. Hi.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Isaac.
Hi, it's Lucas.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Sonia.
Hi, it's Ethan.
Hi, it's Beth.
Hi, it's Evan.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Well, thank you all so much for being here. Crew, I'm really curious. Today's show is about kindness. And I asked you to come today and bring examples in your own life where someone was just kind to you. And if you could, just tell us what that experience was and maybe a little of how you felt around that experience. Amadeus.
I would say I have something to share. Something that I find is a nice everyday kindness is being woken up softly by my parents and not super abrupt. It's always nice to have a slow rise because I don't think anybody is jumping out of bed in 5 seconds. So I'll always appreciate the soft waking up rather than the fast one. So I thank my parents for that and the kindness they share.
That is kind. Because, you know, they could just come in and be like, wake up!
I do have an example, but first of all, I have a comment about that. I don't get woken up. I wake up by myself, and I basically wake up my parents because I get up at 4.
Ooh, that's really early, Evan. Let's hear your example of a kindness.
So just today, my best friend Liam was, basically we have this music program at our school, and he offered to carry my cello if I carried his viola. And if you didn't know, cellos are much heavier than violas.
Wow. Yeah, that was really kind of him to do that. Well, you know, we all just need a hand sometimes. Yeah, Thaniel.
One thing that's really kind that my mom did was when I used to do acting across town, she would always sit in the parking lot for 2 hours and wait for me to be done.
Wow, that is kind. She could have just left and, you know, run errands or something, but she was there for you, buddy. That's right. That's right. Yeah, Isaac.
Something very kind that all of my teachers do is they set aside time from their break to help us with things that we don't understand or just help us with homework. So I think that's pretty nice of them.
Wow. Yeah, that is kind. But what would you say, Isaac, defines kindness? So what in that action was kind?
Kindness, you're trying to make other people's lives better without any benefit for you. I think that's the definition of kindness.
You know, Isaac, that sounds just about right to me. Today's episode of the Children's Hour is all about kindness, and we've created a learning guide. It meets educational standards nationwide in the United States, and it's at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode called Kindness. In our learning guide, you can find 100 examples of kindness that you can do every day. Our special guest who's coming right up is Lindsay Monroe. She's an expert in kindness herself. And this next tune is coming off of Frogs and Birds, right here on the Children's Hour.
Today I walked into my classroom at school. My teacher's out, we have a substitute. Oh no, I don't know what to do. Suddenly I feel so blue. I feel myself getting upset, then I remember not to fret, 'cause things can change without me knowing, but I can be flexible and easygoing, yeah, I can be flexible and easygoing. It's the same routine day after day. Each afternoon I go outside to play, but now the rain is falling and the sky is gray. I have to play inside today. I feel myself getting upset, then I remember not to fret, 'cause things can change without me knowing, but I can be flexible and easygoing. I can be flexible and easygoing.
That's Lindsay Monroe. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show we have a very special guest. It's Lindsay Monroe. She is a multi-instrumentationalist, which I think means she plays a lot of instruments. And you've heard she has a beautiful singing voice. She's been performing quite a bit with Raffi, who is a friend of the Children's Hour. Lindsay, welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
We are very excited that you're with us too, Lindsay. Let's go over to Amadeus.
When did you start making music and what inspired you to do so?
Interesting story. I have been making music since I was really little, my whole life. Not professionally, but when I was a little girl, I loved to watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And one episode, Yo-Yo Ma was on with Mr. Rogers, and I heard his cello. I was a little kid, and I thought, that's the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. And I asked my mom, Mom, can I please play cello? I really love this sound. So she took me to the music store, and they didn't have a cello small enough for me. I was really little kid. And so they gave me a violin, and I started playing violin when I was probably five. But I've always loved the cello and Yo-Yo Ma's music. So last year, during the pandemic, I had the honor of releasing a song featuring Yo-Yo Ma, and it was called For All You Do, and it's a song of gratitude. So that was just a wonderful experience.
Let's play that. This is For All You Do with Raffi and our guest, Lindsay Monroe, along with Yo-Yo Ma. More coming up right here on the Children's Hour.
We can say thank you. We can say thanks for all you do. We can say thank you for all you do. Every one of us in the web of life gives a little each day. For the things we need, we turn to one another and help is on the way. Nurses, doctors, cleaners and drivers, farmers, teachers and more. So many helpers to be found. Help is all around. And we can say thank you. We can say thanks for all you do. We can say thank you for all you do.
Sinking, and I'm thinking, what's the reason why we holding back from being kind? What's the disease? But then I sense we are fine. It'll all happen
one small step at a time. When the world is full of violence and it needs a little kindness, I just sit and pray in silence and God shows me the signs. Open my eyes, realize we are fine. One small act at a time. Last night I'm walking home and the homeless man says hello with a smile to let me know that he's got a lot of hope. He says, have faith, young man, we are fine. The world is kind. One small act at a time. Small acts we do together, even though maybe alone, changes the world for the better so we can call it home. And this is life as we know, when our hearts are aligned, the magic that unfolds, one small act at a time. Throw your hearts up, let it fly high. Let your love for all the world spread through the skies. Let it drop down, let it all go. Spreading kindness to every single living soul. Can you see your love for me shining through? Cause what you see in me, I can see in you. And soon enough, you and me will be out of time. And kindness will be all we can leave behind. Yeah. Feeling grateful today, never thought this day would come. Where I would feel it and say that each and every one of us has paved the way doing good, and now we're all just moving up. When I'm kind to you, you pay it forward. This is how we build trust. Never had faith, but now I'm seeing you. I wanna gift you my life, wanna spread love before I die. Thank you, God, for finally letting me realize when I serve man, I'm really serving you in disguise. Smiles everywhere, cause now everybody's got the bug. Ain't no life without the love. If it is, it ain't no fun. What we gonna do? Now just grab a friend and give a hug. Spread it out real wide so everyone can be touched.
Throw your hearts up, let it fly high. Let your love for all the world spread through the sky. Let it drop down, let it all go. Spreading kindness to every single living soul. Can you see your love for me shining through? Cause what you see in me, I can see in you. And soon enough, you and me will be out of time. And kindness will be all we can leave behind.
Before that, Raffi, Yo-Yo Ma, and our guest, Lindsay Monroe, with For All You Do. That song was written for first responders during the COVID pandemic, but we still remain grateful for all you do. Find our learning guide for this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for kindness.
You're listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultures of New Mexico at nmculture.org.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for The Children's Hour.